The Multicultural Queensland Awards were held this weekend, organised by the Queensland Government to acknowledge the work and advocacy by Queenslanders to support new migrants and emerging and existing called communities. 7 winners and 8 highly commended nominees were acknowledged, showing the importance of community organisations, businesses and the government working to support the sector. State Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Fiona Simpson, conferred the awards, and she spoke to The Wire's Netta Finney-Mahia about Multicultural Queensland Month.
It is the most rich and diverse and wonderful celebration. I've absolutely loved seeing the demonstrations of people's culture and their heritage, the dress, the food. But I think it's mainly that sense of celebration. And that's a wonderful thing in Queensland, that people can bring that diversity together and showcase who they are and what their heritage is and still be part of the great Queensland landscape.
So we're about to end Multicultural Queensland Month. What are some of the best conversations you've had and the events you've attended during August with the community?
Well, it started off with Luminous and that event I think really stood out with the Premier at South Bank, looking around the crowd of young families, kids on dad and mum's shoulders and the celebration with the lights. And I thought this is something that's really special when families can come out, they can be safe, they can celebrate their cultural identity. But it's also quite symbolic because there was a pathway of lights, if you like, into the South Bank Auditorium area. And that sense where the celebration's also about people being able to come together. So that was a great start. And then we had events such as at the Gabba, where the Lions hosted a citizenship ceremony. Now, footy and citizenship, I think that's a great pairing, don't you think? You know, to take the beauty of sport and also the beauty of citizenship, which is being able to fully participate in all areas of Australian and, in this case, Queensland life. So there were many of those highlights, and all together it's about saying let's acknowledge, celebrate heritage and culture, but also bring it into the broader community, and because we're all Queenslanders together.
Today, the state government is recognising outstanding Queenslanders and their work within multicultural communities. How important is this work for social cohesion across the state?
It is vitally important, and social cohesion is about people overcoming all the social and economic barriers to fully participate, and that's what we want, people to thrive. But to see people from diverse backgrounds coming here from overseas and then joining in as volunteers, and these awards are really recognising that contribution, that service that's giving back. And one of the awardees in these awards, I got to meet at one of the disaster hubs where people were recovering, and I was so impressed. And it's appropriate when you see they're getting acknowledged because they've been part of volunteering and helping our Queensland community when it needed it most.
So tonight you've given an award to recognise a Queenslander's work in communities. Could you please tell us who you've selected, why, and how he exemplifies our communities across the state?
We have recognised many great Queenslanders from our multicultural community tonight. The special awardee that I am awarding the Minister's Multicultural Award to is Mr. Emil Rahimov. And Emil is truly a servant of others. He has been the Director of Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Services for Queensland Baptist. He's been a member of the Queensland Police Service, the Multicultural Advisor Group, and such a tireless advocate for inclusion. And I'm absolutely delighted with the feedback I have received about him from many people. And I think we need to really acknowledge the champions in our community who are championing others and helping advocate and lifting them up. It is such a thrill when you see the number of awardees and know that they are just at the forefront of a whole community that are out there striving to include, to build those bridges for full participation in our community so people can thrive. And as our Queensland has diverse heritage and background, the future is about embracing this power of people and our shared future together.
State Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Fiona Simpson there, speaking with The Wire's Netta Finney-Mahia.